Canada's NDP leader says he will vote to topple Trudeau's Liberals, date modified 2024-12-20T17:27:10.285Z, description: the NDP has helped prop up Justin Trudeau's minority government, but has pulled its support amid his sinking popularity. Canada's NDP leader says he will vote to topple Trudeau's Liberals, Reuters. Jagmeet Singh, leader of Canada's New Democratic Party, NDP, says he will introduce a motion to topple Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government in the new year. In a letter posted on X on Friday, he said his party will vote to bring this government down. It marks a turn for the NDP leader, whose centre-left party helped prop up Trudeau's minority government in the face of several no-confidence votes this year, in exchange for support on their shared political priorities. It comes at the end of a difficult week for the Canadian Prime Minister, who is facing growing calls to resign from his own Liberal Party following the exit of his most senior cabinet minister on Monday. In his letter, Singh said, "The Liberals don't deserve another chance," and vowed to put forward a clear motion of non-confidence in the next sitting of the House of Commons. Canada's next election must be held on or before October. With the Liberals holding power with a minority government, a non-confidence motion could trigger an earlier election if most members of Canada's Parliament vote in favour of it. The House of Commons is currently on its holiday break but is scheduled to resume in late January. All three main opposition parties have now said they want Trudeau's government to fall, meaning the Prime Minister is unlikely to survive the next non-confidence vote. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has repeatedly called for an election as soon as possible, while Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet said a confidence vote must happen as soon as possible to trigger an early 2025 election. Singh's announcement is the latest in a series of political setbacks suffered by Trudeau this week after the resignation of Chrystia Freeland, his deputy prime minister and finance minister. Freeland quit in a public letter hours before she was set to deliver an economic statement on Monday, citing political disagreements between her and Trudeau on the best path forward for Canada in light of tariff threats posed by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Trump has promised to impose a levy of 25% on imported Canadian goods unless progress was made on securing the country's shared border. Economists have warned the tariffs would significantly hurt Canada's economy. Freeland said the tariffs are a grave challenge for Canada, and accused Prime Minister Trudeau of championing costly political gimmicks that the country cannot afford instead of working to keep its fiscal powder dry. Trudeau has since faced growing calls to resign, including from members of his own Liberal Party. To date, at least 19 out of 153 have publicly called on him to quit, according to a tally by The Globe and Mail. The latest of them is Robert Oliphant, a Liberal Member of Parliament for Toronto riding Don Valley West. Oliphant wrote in a public letter on Friday that his constituents feel the meaningful difference the Liberal government has made in its nine-year tenure, but that Trudeau's leadership has become a key obstacle to the party's success in the next election. Trudeau has not responded publicly to these calls, and has reportedly told members of the party that he will take the holidays to reflect and decide what to do. After appointing a replacement immediately for Freeland, Trudeau scheduled a cabinet shuffle on Friday to address other vacancies in his government, as several ministers announced that they would not run for re-election next year. Canada's finance minister quits over Trump tariff dispute with Trudeau. Canada announces new border rules following Trump tariff threat. Four paths Trudeau can take as political crisis deepens. Justin Trudeau, Canada.